This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, July 6th. Coming up on today's show, I caught up with Golden Spikes Award winner Kyle Lewis to talk about winning the award. Plus, we've got collegiate national team action in Asia, 14U NTDP action overseas in Panama, and the MLB All-Star Game roster announcement to talk about. First, let's see what's leading off. Your 2016 Golden Spikes Award winner is Kyle Lewis, outfielder from Mercer College and now member of the Seattle Mariners organization after being selected 11th overall. I spoke with Kyle right after he won the award on Thursday night. Joining me now on our Pastimes podcast is the winner of the 2016 Golden Spikes Award, Kyle Lewis. Kyle, you just found out live on SportsCenter that you were picked to be the top amateur baseball player in the country. What was that moment like for you when you finally heard them say your name?
It was unbelievable, man. Everything that, you know, I've been working for and coming into college just felt like, you know, if I really applied myself, I'd be able to, you know, compete with the best players in the country. And so, you know, being able to receive that award is really just everything, you know, a huge culmination of my, you know, college career. And, you know, being able to go out like that is just something I'll never forget.
How did the SportsCenter crew treat you guys today?
Oh, it was awesome. It was unbelievable, man. They, you know, everybody was great. They were always, you know, cracking jokes and keeping the mood light because there was definitely some nervous energy in the air. So, you know, being able to crack a couple jokes and everything really helped a lot, and we were just able to relax and, you know, try to soak it all in and have fun with it.
Good, yeah. I'm sure you guys were all on the edge of your seats waiting for that announcement to be made. As the winner, you join an incredible group of former winners. You've heard the names Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper, Buster Posey, and they've gone on to have incredible major league careers. So what's it like to know you join a group who has had success at that next level?
You know, really just, you know, gives me a lot of confidence and a lot of belief in myself, you know, that I can be turned into hopefully, you know, one of those type of players and just, you know, continue to grow every year. And being in that same conversation is just extremely humbling for me. And so, you know, gives me a lot of confidence going into my professional career that I can develop and become, you know, a major leaguer and a solid major leaguer at that.
Right. And obviously, since this process started, you've gone from amateur to pro. You were selected 11th overall by the Mariners. They posted a video, actually, of them in the draft room waiting for their pick to be made, and the execs were basically praying for you to fall to them. It was a pretty cool video. How does it feel knowing that the team that you ended up with was basically hoping and wishing that you were the guy that ended up falling to them? You were really coveted by the team you ended up with.
Yeah, that's really, you know, a great feeling, and that's what I wanted, you know, going into the process was, you know, being with an organization that had a lot of belief in me and really wanted me to be there and was going to put everything, you know, in front of me to succeed. And so for me, it's a perfect fit. And seeing the reaction that they had, you know, really just, you know, gave me a lot of satisfaction and feeling like I was in the right organization to succeed and grow as a player, you know, every year. And so for me, I feel like I'm right at home.
Absolutely. And you come from Mercer College, which is a mid-major school from the Southern Conference. I actually went to Elon while they were a SoCon team before they moved to the Colonial, so I have a slight bias towards the SoCon myself. How tired have you gotten of hearing the question about coming from a smaller conference and having to prove yourself?
I mean, for me, it's just, you know, there's always going to be something that you can use as fuel, you know, as motivation. And so for me, I just use that as motivation to continue to prove, you know, even going into pro ball that, you know, I'm one of the best players and, you know, I'm going to continue to hopefully be one of the best players at every level. And so for me, I don't get tired of that conversation. I think every time, you know, you hear something like that, you just use it and add it to the pot and you know, it stirs the pot a little more for me. And I just go out and try to play as good as I can in order to, you know, silence those critics, I guess.
Awesome. And that's a good mindset to have. So you're around 12 games into your pro career. How's the transition from college to pro ball treating you so far?
You know, really great for me. It's been a lot of fun. I think that, you know, early in the season, I was just trying to get my timing back. It's, you know, kind of unfortunate that you end up, you know, you don't really get a, you know, a spring training or anything like that or something. So you just kind of, you know, go right into it. But for me, you know, it's been a lot of fun and, you know, been able to have some success recently and, you know, starting to get my feet wet and starting to get the rhythm going. So, for me, it's been awesome, and the organization is, you know, fully on board, so you know, I couldn't ask for anything else.
Yeah, and like you said, it seems like early on you were just trying to get your timing right, but you had that big game, 5 RBIs against Boise. Does a game like that sort of help you find your rhythm a little quicker?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, I could use that as a turning point and, you know, just get it going. I got a game tomorrow, so hopefully I can just keep it going. And, you know, playing every day, it's pretty easy to forget about the last game and just keep going. So for me, that's probably one of the most fun parts about it, is being able to just go out there, you know, get some more action every day and, you know, learn new things every day, pick up on new tendencies and everything. So, you know, I love it.
Wow, quick turnaround for you from Everett to LA and back. So it's the Everett Aqua Sox that you're on now in the Northwest League. I have to ask, what is an Aqua Sox? Do you know?
Well, it would be like, you know, the Red Sox or the White Sox. It's just aqua colored.
Gotcha. Okay, I just made that way too complicated. I wasn't sure if it was something that was missing or if it was as straightforward as that. So you guys play your home games in Everett Memorial Stadium, correct?
Yep.
Do you know about the plaque that they have in left field there?
Yeah, they have a Ken Griffey Jr. home run plaque.
So, June 17th, 1987, 17-year-old Ken Griffey Jr. hit his first professional home run in that stadium. It was actually when Everett was a Giants affiliate back in the 80s. It's a pretty cool connection for you to have, as obviously he's about as big a name as it gets to live up to in the Mariners organization and in professional baseball. Mariners fans are certainly looking forward to having you move up in their organization as hopefully the next big name, since you were the 11th overall pick this year. What's it like having someone like Ken Griffey Jr. somewhat associated with you and having people think of you, Ken Griffey Jr., and this Mariners team all in the same sentence?
I mean, it's unbelievable for me. It just, you know, really gives me a lot of motivation to, you know, I won't say live up to it, but to you know, fulfill those, you know, those comparisons. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily compare myself to him, you know, just because that's a, you know, a Hall of Famer and I'm just a, you know, a rookie right now. But I'll say that it gives me a lot of motivation to work as hard as I can and see, you know, maybe if I can one day be comparable and, you know, see if the sky's the limit for me. I feel like, you know, him being from that organization, they have experience, you know, dealing with a player, you know, like me and the same type of, you know, abilities, I think. So for me, it's just one of those things. I try to just go out every day, learn as much as I can, and hopefully, you know, the end result is something great.
Well, the start result for you has been awesome as the 2016 Golden Spikes Award winner. You've got your career off to an awesome start. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today, Kyle, and best of luck as you get your pro career started.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lewis joins an incredible group of winners who have gone on to achieve great things in their major league careers, and we look forward to seeing what he can do at the next level. We're going to take a quick break, but up next, an update from our two programs currently competing internationally, the Collegiate National Team from Chinese Taipei and the 14U National Team Development Program in their unique opportunity playing in Panama. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. We're back from our Pastimes Podcast, and we've got updates from overseas action. First, the Collegiate National Team, who is currently two games into a friendship series with Chinese Taipei. This is the CNT's first stop of three friendship series this summer, 5 games now against Chinese Taipei, will be followed by 5 games against Japan, and then 5 games in Cuba to continue the yearly tradition Team USA and Cuba have held since 2012. Game 1 against Chinese Taipei was led by Team USA for most of the game, up 6-2 entering the bottom of the 8th inning. Vanderbilt's Jaron Kendall led the way, going 2-for-3 with 5 RBIs, including a 3-run homer in the 7th. But Chinese Taipei closed the gap to 6-5 after the 8th, and despite a USA insurance run in the top of the 9th, a pair of walks and 3 singles by Chinese Taipei in the bottom of the 9th gave them a walk-off 8-7 win. In Game 2, though, the CNT managed to hold on to their lead a little tighter this time. 3 first-inning hits capped off by Jake Berger's RBI single gave Team USA an early 2-0 lead, Berger finished the day 3-for-4 and would later knock in a second RBI on another base hit. Alex Fido, David Peterson, and Tyler Johnson combined for the dominant pitching outing for the CNT. Fido went 4 strong, allowing just 1 run to score while striking out 7 batters. Peterson followed that with another 4 scoreless frames, and Tyler Johnson closed the door for the save. The teams will play a doubleheader on Thursday, with Game 1 starting 10:45 a.m. local time, 10:45 p.m. Eastern, and Game 2 will follow 45 minutes later. On a different continent, the 14U National Team Development Program is participating internationally, something the NTDP has never done before. They're currently in Panama competing in a COPABE Youth Pan-American Baseball Tournament, a 16-and-under event. The roster is made up of 20 athletes who were selected from the 14U National Team Championships and last year's 13U National Team Identification Series, and they're playing against competition a couple years older than them. Brooks Webb, who is Senior Director of Baseball Operations at USA Baseball, oversees the 15U National Team program as well as the 14U NTDP, and he is with the team in Panama now. Brooks describes this as an opportunity for development that can't be replicated stateside.
We made it very clear to the team on day one that this was a very different trip than how we've ever done things with a national team development program in the past. We had 2 days of practice as a team in Panama, so we reported and flew the next day from Miami to Panama and immediately started games on July 3rd. Against an age group that includes mostly 16U and 15U players. So we wanted these guys to understand, hey, you're talented enough, you deserve to be here, but it is a very tough road ahead, so you've got to bring it every single day. And I think the maturity level that you have to bring to the park each day can definitely be a challenge if you're a younger player and you haven't played as much baseball maybe as some of these 15 and 16-year-old teams. And physically, I think you can look across the dugout and see a physical difference as well in the stature of some of the players. But our guys have taken the challenge head on. They're excited to play up. They're excited to have just the opportunity to represent their country. And we've asked them to, every day, no matter what, to bring the things that don't take any talent at all, and that's energy and passion for the game. And if we can show up every single day for the rest of the trip here with a relentless energy level, picking up our teammates and doing the little things that it takes to help a team win, I think these guys are going to find that they're not too far behind some of these 15U and 16U players, even though many of them are 2 and 3 years younger than most of the competition here. And all the credit in the world goes to our coaching staff. Coach Melendez, Coach Shabansky, Coach Kay, and Coach Crespo have done such a fantastic job of just keeping our guys in the right frame of mind, having them play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. So we have some exciting days ahead. We're still teaching off the field. We want these guys to really be developed this week and to take something away when they go back to their respective communities that they can continue to use and build upon over the next year as they get ready for the 15U national team opportunity. And we hope that this week is nothing but a tremendous benefit for them moving forward.
Despite being 2 years younger than most of their competition, the 14U NTDP team started the event 3-0, winning those games by scoring 41 runs while allowing just 3, an example of the truly impressive collection of players selected to compete for the NTDP team. In their fourth game today, though, they experienced a setback, falling 14-4 against a formidable Dominican Republic team. They'll wrap up pool play tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern against Panama. We'll close out today's show right after this with an MLB All-Star Game update.
Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com.
Before we wrap up today's show, let's highlight the USA Baseball alumni who will be participating in MLB All-Star Weekend. 19 total have already been named, and we could see 2 more added through fan voting for the final spots on each league's team. For the AL, four alumni were selected as starters in the fan vote: Eric Hosmer, Manny Machado, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Mike Trout. In addition, manager Nett Yost and player balloting have selected four more to be added to the AL roster: Matt Wieters, Francisco Lindor, Dylan Betances, and Craig Kimbrell. On the NL side, six alum were chosen as starters: Buster Posey, Bryce Harper, and a bunch of Cubs: Ben Zobrist, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, and Dexter Fowler. Manager Terry Collins and player balloting added five more USA alum to the NL side: Clayton Kershaw, Jake Arrieta, Steven Strasburg, Mark Melancon, and Corey Seager. And finally, there are four USA alum up for vote in those final spots on each team. On the NL side, two-time World Baseball Classic alum Ryan Braun is the lone option, but for the AL, we've got three of the five players up for fan voting that are USA alum: two-time alum Evan Longoria, 2010 CNC alum George Springer, and three-time alum Dustin Pedroia. Let's see if the USA alum count can get at least up to an even 20 for the All-Star game. That's going to do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. For Kyle Lewis and Brooks Webb, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.